Hello, and thanks again for your call. I would like to take you to Acts chapter 7, verse 51. I recently woke up with a very stiff and painful neck, excruciating pain, hard to turn right, hard to turn left, hard to look up, hard to look down. And I thought of the verse in the Bible about being stiff-necked. So I'd like to talk to you today about being stiff-necked as I'm recovering from this injury to my neck or this crick, this stiffness in my neck. It made me say, Lord, am I stiff-necked? What do you mean by stiff-necked? So I searched it out a little bit. And we're just going to go to this verse in Acts 7:51 that says, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Now, this is out of Stephen's mouth when he was preaching that fantastic fiery sermon before he was stoned to death by unconverted, stiff-necked, hard-hearted, God-hating religious leaders and peoples who rejected the Messiah, who rejected the mercy of God, who rejected the visitation of the Lord Jesus. And here this fiery man of God has given them an Old Testament survey, bringing them up to the Lord Jesus, giving them hope of a resurrection, giving them hope of eternal life. But they did not. They would not. They could not. And Stephen told them, you are stiff-necked. This word, I think, is only here in the New Testament. It's the only place it's found, the best I can tell. And the idea is, it's taken from a stubborn ox, a big old stubborn ox that cannot be broken into the yoke. His neck is too stiff, too strong, too hard. He won't be turned to the right. He won't be turned to the left. He will not. No. He says no. Uh-uh. I ain't going to do it. And I wonder if there's anything in my life. I wonder if there's anything in your life that you just say, no way, I will never, I would not go, I would not do that. I mean, this is God's word we're talking about. This is eternal life we're talking about. And to be labeled stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, that brings us to another term where we have to go a little deeper in that to understand it, but Bible speaks of needing to have our heart, foreskin of our heart removed. And ears can't even hear the word of God. And resisting the Holy Ghost. The Bible tells us, quench not and grieve not the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, I can't be saved. Without the Holy Ghost, you won't be saved. If I don't have the Holy Ghost, I am not saved. To resist the Holy Ghost, to tell the Holy Ghost, no, shut up, get out of my life, is death, eternal death. It's hell. And he went on to give them a thought that this is a tradition in your life. Your fathers did so, and you do as they do. My friends, if your father serves God and is tenderhearted, follow his tradition. He loves righteousness. He just loves religion. And this is the way we do it because we're this way. That's foolishness, my friend. You better do it the old-fashioned Bible way, the Jesus way. You stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart and ears. You do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Let us get that neck tender. Let us get that will soft. Let us get that heart in tune with God. Let us be led of the Spirit. God bless your day.